Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love, and I think each one of them special. So, we're going to start right away with today, when I'm recording this show, happens to be Father's Day. So, the first song I'm going to play is called Father Figure by George Michaels from 1988. Went to number one in the U.S. It was his sixth number one hit, and a song, of course, that I love.
Your life.
Father Figure by George Michael. Next up is I'm Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. Tim Menzies is born and raised in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and was very precocious, started performing at age 3. By 8, he was playing mandolin in a band. So he started young. This particular song I like a lot for lots of reasons. One is the bass really gets to go wail on this one. A lot of times you can't even notice the bass. Here you can hear it clearly. I often like to try and distinguish the different instruments when I'm listening to a song. So you'll clearly pick out the guitar, and the mandolin's pretty obvious. But the fiddle, at first I wasn't sure if it was a fiddle or a harmonica, and I'm still not sure whether there's a harmonica in there later. There's definitely a fiddle, and there's something that sounds like a harmonica. Anyway, it's got great rhythm to it. It's a traditional Negro spiritual song. Goes way back. This is Tim Menzies singing, I'm Working on a Building.
I'm working on a building, working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, start working on a building too. Working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. Working on a building for my Lord Jesus, Lord. Tell you what I'd do. I'd keep right on preaching about working on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
That was I'm Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. Well, next up is the Statler Brothers. I played, I think, 2 songs by the Statler Brothers last week. I am a big fan of the Statler Brothers. Just the harmony is great. Also, they seem to pick songs that appeal to me. This one's called More Than a Name on a Wall, and it's a Vietnam tribute. It's about a mother going to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C. and seeing her son's name. And one of the strange things about wars, Vietnam is a good example, is that though many of us, I was a little late to come around, but many of us were very much opposed to that war. and thought we shouldn't have been there and should never have gone in, and felt that the president lied to us, both the president, all about getting in and why we were in there. At the same time, the people who fought there, I honor them. I almost went. I was in the Army at that time, just happened to miss it. Thank goodness. But we honor them, and they gave their lives for what they believed in for our country. But still, they fought and died for us. And a song that can catch that tribute is important to me. So this is one that does that. And it's called More Than a Name on a Wall by the Statler Brothers.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, the words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me." She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
More Than a Name on a Wall by the Statler Brothers. Next up is John McCutcheon. John McCutcheon, let me read you what it says here, is an American folk music singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who has produced 34 albums since the 1970s. He is regarded as a master of the hammered dulcimer and also proficient on many other instruments, including guitar, banjo, auto harp, mountain dulcimer, fiddle, and jaw harp. I have seen John McCutcheon live a number of times. I was in the New York area, and he was a frequent entertainer, performer in that area. And I mainly knew him as a fiddler and a banjo player, and just thought he was fantastic, and a singer, but mostly as a singer. I've always enjoyed his voice, his style, unique. And this particular song is called "I Am the Bravest Cowboy." And you'll hear the banjo and the fiddle, and I assume that's him on both of them. I know it's him on the fiddle. Well, I'm 90% sure it's him on the fiddle. But it's also a fun song. "I Am the Bravest Cowboy" by John McCutcheon.
Thank you.
San Antone down by the Rio Grande. But my clothes were not much fine. I went out on the prairie, Lord, learned rob and steal. And when I robbed them cowboys, how happy I did feel. Can tell. Now 60 of the bravest cowboys that ever had rode the west lay dying on the prairie with arrows in their breast. San Antone for to wear the ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the west. I've been all around the Rockies, I got bullets in my breast.
I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. Now we're going back to 1952. This is called One Mint Julep by the Clovers. It was kind of a transition song, apparently. It was the first big hit to use a tenor sax as much as it did. And also, it was moving out of the doo-wop part of the era, although doo-wop went on for many years after this. But this was a transition from doo-wop to something with a lot more rhythm. This is 1952, One Mint Julep by the Clovers.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One man julep was the cause of it all. Popped her father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry all face ruin. I met Julep, I met Julep, I met Julep, I met Julep. Oh, I met Julep
was the cause of it all. From now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, I'm in julep. I'm in julep. I'm in julep. I'm in julep. What in julep
was the cause of it all?
One Mint Julep by the Clovers. Cause of all problems. Next up is a song by Lyle Lovett. I'm a big fan of Lyle Lovett. He's a one strange-looking cat. he certainly is. But his music has something unique to it, and he's just bubbling with talent in some strange way. He wrote this odd song. It's called If I Had a Boat. And I won't tell you about it. I'll let you listen. It's got some cute verses in it, some really clever little twists. Tonto and the Lone Rangers show up, and Tonto does not like being bossed around in this particular song. So I take you now to Lyle Lovett and If I Had a Boat.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Just be me and Trevor. We go riding through them movies. Then we buy a boat and on the sea we sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now the mystery masked man was smarty. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. And one day said King Wasabi, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
You just heard Lyle Lovett singing If I Had a Boat. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 on your FM dial. We're also streaming on the web. If you go to ehc.edu, emoryhenrycollege.edu, and poke around, I think it's the lower right-hand corner, you can find WEHC, and on there you'll find a button for streaming. And you can listen to this show Monday nights at 7 from anywhere in the world if you have access to the internet. In fact, I'm in a part of Bristol that doesn't pick up WEHC very well. We're kind of in a little valley. And so I listen to the show on my iPhone. I hook it up and go to tunein.com and play WEHC over the web. So that's that. I want to discuss something else. I'm playing a lot of different songs, a lot of different kinds of songs, and it always interests me which songs appeal to which people. I think it's more of a Rorschach test of the personality to find out what songs people like. And amazing to me that people will just love certain songs that don't do anything for me, and vice versa, I will just love some songs, and other people will just be blank about it. That's the way humans are. They have strong preferences, and they do not always map real well. So when a song rises to the top of the hit parade, number one, it means that it appealed to a lot of people. But there are bound to be songs that would be number one on some person's hit parade and never even get on the hit parade for someone else. And I'm playing the songs that are all sort of like number ones on my hit parade. Here's a new one for me. This is called Jolene. Dolly Parton had a hit song called Jolene. This is a completely different song. It's by Ray LaMontagne. I don't know him well, but apparently he's had a lot of hits, and he's a very popular singer. So this is Jolene by Ray LaMontagne.
Cocaine flame in my bloodstream. Sold my coat when I hit Spokane. Bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes in the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine. My eyes been stung with dust and blind. Held you in my arms one time. Lost you just the same. Jolene, I ain't about to go stray. It's too late. I found myself face down in the ditch, booze in my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. Jolene, la 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 la. Since I've seen your face, felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. Man needs something he can hold on to. 9-pound hammer or a woman like you. Either one of them things will. About to go straight. ditch. Ooze in my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. Jolene, la 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 la. Jolene, la la la.
Was Jolene by Ray LaMontagne. I sometimes get asked where I get my songs from, just people kind of curious. And well, I've been doing this show for a number of years now, so I have a large library of songs collected of things I love. So whenever I need a song, it's not hard to to grab one from there. And I can put together a whole show from songs that I've played in the past, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But I try not to do that. I try and include as many new songs as I can, new to me. This show has about 6 songs that I had never played before, and the rest are ones I've played perhaps a year or two ago or even recently. If I really love a song, I'm liable to play it every month or so. And the new next one up is one of the new ones. It's called I'm Not Giving Up by Gold City. Gold City is a Christian music group, gospel and the like, and has had many, many different members. They keep changing their groupings, but their kind of music is consistent, and they always, I guess, sound pretty much the same. I don't know them that well. But this particular song is called I'm Not Giving Up, and as I've mentioned before, a lot of times when I get to a Christian music station, I find the song somewhat repetitive. I don't find them very interesting. But every now and then, one will just reach out and hit me. And this is one of those. I'm Not Giving Up. It does sound very much like a lot of other songs on that kind of radio station. And yet there's something different about it, some extra zip, some extra rhythm, something about it that caught me, and I like it.
Giving up.
No, I'm not
turning round.
By the grace of God,
I'll wear a shining crown. Someday,
well, I'll keep
holding on
to that
nail-scarred hand.
I'm not
giving up. No, I'll keep going on.
Walking through the valley, through this vale of tears. At times I've even questioned, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther, because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not
giving up.
Oh, I'm not
turning round.
By the grace of God,
I'll win a shining crown. Someday,
well, I'll keep
holding on
to that
nail-scarred hand.
I'm not
giving up. No, I'll keep going on.
Would you mind to tell me there's been something bothering me? Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children be. See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. No, but I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Well, I'm not giving up.
Giving up.
No, I'm not turning around. Of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on,
holding on
to that nail-scarred hand.
Nail-scarred hand.
Oh, no, I'm not giving up. No,
that was I'm Not Giving Up by Gold City. Well, I mentioned where I get my songs from. When I was a young man, I used to listen to the radio quite a bit and would hear songs there. I don't listen to the radio so much anymore. I do watch some TV series and also go to the movies. And quite often in TV series and movies, the producer, director, someone likes to put in a soundtrack with something really good, something excellent, and they go out of their way to find something. So I'll often hear on either a TV series show or in a movie a song that just reaches out and grabs me, and I'll pull out my phone, which I have to turn back on because I turned my phone off in the movie, of course, and go to Shazam and Shazam it and find out what it is. And then later when I'm putting the show together, I can go back and get it down from iTunes, listen to it, see if it's something I want to put on. And several of the songs today came from that. This is, the next one is one of those. This is called Feel the Light by Jennifer Lopez. And it was written for a animated movie that came out last year, 2015, called Home. And Rihanna was the person who did most of the voices in there. But Jennifer Lopez did this song. The song was written specifically for the movie, and she recorded it. And I happen to want to watch animated movies. My wife doesn't like animated movies, so we don't watch them together. And I like to watch movies with her, but this one I'm going to see. I put on a little bit of it to see what it was like, and I heard this song. And I said, hey, there's one for the show. So I grabbed it. And so I am now going to play for you Feel the Light by Jennifer Lopez from the movie Home.
Thank you.
That was Feel the Light by Jennifer Lopez from the soundtrack of the animated movie Home. Well, next up is a Scottish group, Steeler's Wheel. I didn't know they were Scottish. I heard this song when it was popular. It was a hit in 1973, and it was their most popular song ever. They did have a good career, sold a lot of albums, but this one is Stuck in the Middle with You, and it's kind of a catchy thing. Kind of a 70s style music, I guess, and something I remembered. I just heard it again recently. I hadn't heard it in years, and so there it was, and I said, hey, I like that. I liked it then. I like it now. That was Steeler's Wheel singing Stuck in the Middle with You. Well, now comes a mystery song. It's a mystery because I don't know who's singing it. It's Silver Threads and Golden Needles. And I have it listed as sung by Dolly Parton. She made other recordings. One was with Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn singing with her. And the other was with Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris. And it's quite possible that one or more of those four women is singing on this album, this song, Silver Threads and Golden Needles, with Dolly Parton. Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is love you promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name and hide myself in sorrow while you play.
That was Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton and some other great voices. Next up is a song called Scars. It's from the movie Allegiant, and that's part of the Divergent series. It's a much more modern style than I usually play on this show, but something in it catches me. The group that sings it is called Tove Lo. This is Scars.
Scars we carry, carry with memories, memories burnt by the dark. Try to see clearly, tears we bury, bury in vain, cause the pain got us falling apart. Try to see clearly. Now let the healing start. The fire's out of guns. We keep it in our hearts. We're like a thousand suns. Ooh, yeah, every day, step by step, we dare to love again. And if we lose our grip, you're cutting your live from standing alone. Oh. Try to see clearly. Now let the healing start. The fire's out of guns. We keep it.
Was Scars by Tove Lo. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And I like to close my show by asking you to join me in doing something each week, which I try to do each week, and I hope you will join me in this. And that is, I want you to celebrate something. I want you to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.